William Shatner. William Shatner is a cultural icon who has boldly gone where few have gone before. His renowned career in theater, television, and film extends over 60 years, and his memorable performances as Captain James T. Kirk in the classic television series Star Trek has entertained and inspired generations of viewers. A proud Canadian, he supports various charities related to healthcare, the environment, and the well-being of children. Through his larger-than-life persona and his artistic achievements, he has left a lasting impact on popular culture. Mr. Shatner.
Quite the career, quite the honor. Michael Starr is a longtime TV critic and columnist for the New York Post, who's written several books. His new one, now out, is on William Shatner. Michael, good morning.
Morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us. We played a little bit of the audio from William Shatner in Ottawa, our nation's capital, last month, receiving the Order of Canada, which is quite the deal. It's the, I guess, the highest civilian honor in Canada. And one of the things I noticed right off the bat when I was watching some of the video is that he's in great shape. He looks great for his age. I think he turns 89 next year. He's got a spring in his step. This guy just never slows down.
Yeah, he is. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He will be 89 in March.
There's so many people you could write books on. You've written books about other celebrities. Why William Shatner, Michael?
You know, Ken, I just feel that nobody had really put his entire career into perspective. And because this book goes all the way back to his childhood in Montreal, follows him through his college career and Shakespeare and Hollywood and everything that followed thereafter. But he means different things to different people, I think, of a different age. Some people remember him, obviously, as Captain Kirk. Younger people might remember him as the Priceline negotiator on TV, or, you know, sitcom star, T.J. Hooker. And so he continues to take his career to different directions. And I don't feel anybody had ever done a job of collecting all the different parts of his career, which is so varied. I mean, I couldn't fit if I was going to fit everything he's done into a book, probably be 1,000 pages. But, he's led such an interesting life, triumphs and some tragedies and the arc of his career up and down and up and down. And I think as he nears his 90th year, he really is an icon worldwide, and not just for Star Trek, just for his public persona, the way he talks, the way he acts on the screen. He's got a good sense. He's very self-deprecating about himself. So I think that all lends itself to a perspective of a very very special man and special performer.
You mentioned his childhood and his Montreal roots. Can you talk about his time here, growing up in NDG, going to McGill? Were you able to track down and talk to people who knew him back then?
Yes, I did. I tracked down several people. Pierre Lafond, who was one of his neighbors in NDG, who now runs a winery out in California, had very had never really spoken publicly about his friend Bill Shatner. He grew up in the house right next door, and he had very fond memories of him. They have not been in touch for years because they took different career paths and that sort of thing. But I did speak to several some friends of his from McGill University, where he graduated with a degree in economics, although he spent most of his time there acting in stage productions and in the radio club and that sort of thing. Yeah, and I actually, when he was in his late teens, he was a counselor at a summer camp called B'nai B'rith up in the Laurentian Mountains, which most of the campers there were Jewish refugees, children from Eastern Europe and other parts of Europe. And he was a counselor there, and he helped a young man from Belgium named Fred Bild, B-I-L-D, he helped teach him English. Fred came there as a young, scared kid who didn't speak much English. And you know, Uncle Bill, his counselor, helped teach him English. And Fred Bild went on to become a very well-known Canadian diplomat. So Shatner, even in his younger days, had you know, heavy influence on people.
With Michael Starr of the New York Post, who's written a book on William Shatner, which is now out. Michael, when word gets out that you're writing a book on a celebrity, do you end up hearing from the subject or their people or their reps? Is that part of the game?
You know, generally, you hear from them in the very beginning. When I signed a contract to write this book about William Shatner, I did reach out to, I had interviewed him once before for the New York Post. Anyway, I reached out to his agents out in Los Angeles, told them what I was doing. And the response I got was just sort of a template. He cannot participate because he has an overcommitted production schedule, which is basically Hollywood talk for, you know, bug off. He's not going to talk to you. But that's okay. You know, I get it. I've been there before, and I understand. And I haven't heard from him since. He has blocked me on Twitter once I announced this book. He has kept several of his close friends. He told them not to talk to me. I reached out to one of his friends from McGill, who's now a physician here in the U.S. And he said, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm going to be out in L.A. I'm going to have lunch with Bill next week. But I need to run this by him." And once he said that, I knew what the answer was going to be. Once he came back, he said, "Yeah, you know what? He'd rather I didn't talk to you." So, but you know, I get it. But I think he will see, if he ever reads the book, or people around him will see, and people who do read the book and buy the book, this is a very honest portrayal, and there's nothing quote unquote bad in there. I mean, it's all documented, public record quotes from friends of his and associates, and we all know the problems he had with his castmates on Star Trek. Of course, that's in the book. We all know about his marriages. His third marriage to his wife, Noreen, ended in tragedy. She drowned in the backyard pool in Los Angeles. She was an alcoholic, and it was a tragic accident. That's in there, of course. How could it not be? And all the Star Trek stuff is in there, and T.J. Hooker and everything. But I think it's a very honest, forthright portrayal. You know, here are the facts. Here are the stories told by people who know him. And you judge for yourself what kind of person you think he is. I think he's a very intelligent, decent, good man who has led a very public life. And when you lead a public life, everything's going to be out there. They did. It was a very complex relationship. Bill Shatner always referred to Nimoy later in his as his quote-unquote his brother. They had a lot in common. They were born days apart in March of 1931. Both grew up in conservative Jewish households, Shatner, of course, in Montreal, and Nimoy in Boston, the Boston area. They were very similar in their introspection and acting styles and that sort of thing. But yes, they did have a few falling outs over the years. When Nimoy passed away, they had not been speaking for, I believe Shatner said, about 5 years at that point. Because apparently the story goes that Nimoy was upset because Bill Shatner included him in some documentary he was making without his permission, something along those lines. So yeah, it was a very kind of, I don't want to say love-hate, that's very strong. I think they did love each other, and I think they were very friendly. But, you know, as good friends often have falling outs, and then they make up with each other, and then they get angry again. So I think that was the kind of relationship they had. As a matter of fact, when Bill Shatner married Noreen Kidd. That was his third wife. She was the one who would drown 2 years later in the pool. She was an alcoholic, and they were both at a dinner party, and Leonard Nimoy, who was an admitted alcoholic, pulled Bill Shatner aside and said, "You know, I see all the signs there from Noreen. You know, you be careful. She's definitely an alcoholic." And so he was trying to warn his friend not to fall in love with her, but just to be careful of what might be down the road. And his words turned out to be prophetic. I mean, Shatner did realize once. I think Bill Shatner knew that Noreen was a heavy drinker, but did not realize the extent of that until they were married in 1997, and then everything seemed to go off the rails from there. And she would die 2 years later. So I think he did rely on Leonard Nimoy for life advice. Didn't always heed that advice, but they had some clashes on the sets of Star Trek, both on the TV show and on the movies. In the early days of Star Trek, when the show was never really that popular when it aired on NBC in its run, but it did have its loyal fans. And there was a time when Leonard Nimoy was getting much more fan mail than Bill Shatner, because I think fans enjoyed Spock much more than they enjoyed Captain Kirk at first. And I think there was a lot of jealousy on Shatner's part that his co-star was getting more of the fan mail, because Shatner considered himself the star of the show. And they actually had a meeting with the series creator, Gene Roddenberry, where they basically got him in a room and said, you need to tell us who the star of the show is. And Roddenberry said, "Well, it's Captain Kirk, but Spock is a very popular character." So he kind of, you know, glossed over it. But I think Shatner was very happy to hear that he was considered the star of the show, although it was Nimoy who was getting the lion's share of attention.
Michael, I guess we'll wrap up where we started with William Shatner getting the Order of Canada in Ottawa from our government a month ago. And, you know, he's very proud of his Montreal roots. He's a proud Canadian. And I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's available on YouTube. But about 10 years ago at one of our Just for Laughs comedy galas here, our big summer comedy festival, William Shatner was hosting a gala. And his opening bit, his opening monologue was this I Am Canadian bit. And it was just so good, so funny. You have to look it up on YouTube if you haven't seen it. He just talks about his life, but it always comes back to, I'm not from outer space, I'm from NDG. And it ends with an I Am Canadian, and the crowd goes nuts.
I have not seen that, Ken, but that makes a lot of sense. He is very proud of his Canadian roots. And, you know, it's funny you mention that because I had written a book that was out about 4 years ago about Ringo Starr from the Beatles, obviously from Liverpool. Mm. And he's taken a lot of flack over the years for sort of ignoring his hometown and England and you know, going international and never coming home or never paying homage to Liverpool. Well, William Shatner is the complete opposite. I mean, he has always, even earlier in his career, he started at the Stratford Festival. He was a Shakespearean trained actor in Stratford in Ontario. And he continued to work on the CBC in both radio and TV into the mid-60s and returned to Canada very often to act on stage and like as I mentioned, on radio and in television. Always talked very highly of that and very fondly of growing up in Montreal and his time spent there and his time at McGill. So yes, it's a big part of the fabric of who he is, just as much as the U.S. is, I think. And he has always kept up his roots in Canada and has always returned home through the years in good times and in bad times, and is very proud of his Canadian heritage.
The book is Shatner by Michael Starr of the New York Post. It's now out. Michael, congrats. I hope it's a big success. Thanks for coming on this morning.
This was great, Ken. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm not a Starfleet commander. Or T.J. Hooker. I don't live on Starship NCC-170 or on a phaser. I don't know anyone named Bones, Sulu, or Spock. And no, I've never had green alien sex. But I'm sure it'd be quite an evening. I speak English. And French. Labatt's, not Romulan ale. And when someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say, get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. And tribbles were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence. I live in California, but I was raised in Montreal. And I believe in Priceline.com, where you never have to pay full price for airline tickets, hotels, and car rentals. At Carnegie Hall, Albert Hall, and the Monklin Theater in NDG. And yes, I've gone where no man has gone before, but I was in Mexico and her father gave me permission.